here's a story from The World.
A rigged election, a violent government crackdown, and political repression orchestrated by Alexander Lukashenko, the president of Belarus for 26 years. Make that five more. Today, Lukashenko was sworn in for a sixth term in an unannounced ceremony. One opposition politician called it a secret meeting of thieves. Joining me is Franek Vyacharka. He's a Belarusian analyst with the Atlantic Council.
Starting from now, Lukashenko lost the remains of their legitimacy. He say, people, I don't care about your opinion. I will be the president for five more years. And perhaps this will radicalize protests.
Mm. You describe yourself, Franek, as a journalist, but you've also been part of the opposition movement to Lukashenko for years. We should note your father is also an opposition politician. You studied at an interesting school, the Belarusian Humanities Lyceum. What is that school and what does it stand for?
Belarusian Lyceum is the only school in Belarusian language, which was given independent knowledge on Belarus history and culture, and it was closed by Lukashenko. So we were studying in underground for many years, and this still exists. It works in underground, and many young and cool people are graduating from the school. Mm. So the school became like the nest of the new generation of pro-democracy activists of Belarus, and I think I am one of them.
These days it may be obvious, but why did Lukashenko shut it down?
You know, when Lukashenko came to power, he tried to sterilize the political, social, cultural sphere of Belarus. First, he dismissed the parliament. Many opponents were detained, arrested. Many journalists were killed. And in 2000s, after he sterilized the political sphere, he started building power vertical, serving his own interests. He wanted every piece of the state to serve him. And now we have everyone dependent on Lukashenko. And this is why for protesters, it's so hard to crush the system. And I'm afraid that without destroying the system and the state by itself, it will not be possible to make the democratic revolution in Belarus.
Franek, how did your time studying at the Belarusian Humanities Lyceum and Lukashenko's dismissal of it, how did it influence your identity as a Belarusian citizen?
You know, I was like 14, 15 years old back then, and I didn't believe that Lukashenko will stay for so long. We were making jokes of him. We were mocking him. We were saying that, you know, Lukashenko, it's like the mistake of the history. And now, 15 years after, nothing really changed. The system's still in place. And we really underestimated the seriousness of the situation. So I think if I would know that this dictatorial regime, it will become so strong 15 years after, I would fight harder. I would be more active back then.
Franek, finally, you're on radio in the U.S. right now. What do you want to say to Americans? What do you think they should know about Belarus and the Belarusian people?
First of all, value your freedom and democracy. This is what inspires the whole world. For us, Belarusians, the United States was always the example, the model, the symbol of freedom. And we were always counting on America in terms of help, in terms of our fight for democracy. Recently, last years, America is not so active, unfortunately, in international affairs and in supporting democracies worldwide. But many people around the world really need proactive America. America built on values, built on ideas of personal freedom. And definitely value freedoms you have now, because it's very easy to lose and it's very hard to fight it back.
That is an important thing to keep in mind. Franek Vyacharka, Belarusian analyst with the Atlantic Council. Thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you.
From PRX.